The Two Brews in the Studio Show. The podcast.
One, two, three, four.
Salute to the creative geniuses that you are. You're now tuned into the Two Bros in the Studio Show.
A show made by creators for you creatives.
That's right. I'm your co-host, Invader Taylor, a.k.a. Hulk Brogan.
And my name's Tabari Fingle, a.k.a. The Brilliant Professor.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Back up in this beef. Yo, Tabari, man, I don't know what it is, man. I'm just feeling it right now. Probably because the weather is nice.
The weather is beautiful.
Isn't it like close to 70 degrees out here?
I think it like is past 70 degrees.
Yeah,
Or at least it feel that way.
And it's February the 18th?
Yeah. And you know what else they should be doing on February 18th? Following the Two Bros in the Studio Show podcast on Twitter at Two Bros Show. Follow us on Instagram and everywhere else at Two Bros Show. Make sure you follow us on SoundCloud.
That's right.
iTunes.
Yeah.
TuneIn, Google Play.
That part.
All of them at Two Bros Show. And make sure in particular you go to YouTube. Find our YouTube page by putting Two Bros in the Studio Show in the search bar. Hit click. What else they gonna do, Vader?
Yeah, so when they see our handsome faces, they're going to also see a subscribe button somewhere around there. And when you find that subscribe button, smash that.
Yep.
That's right. Also, leave the comments in the comment section, right? I say this all the time. Like, be that cool person in class that's going to, you know, comment on some or ask a question, you know, while everybody else in class, they like looking dumbfounded, like, are you going to ask the question? No, be that person to step up and ask a freaking question or make a comment.
Absolutely.
Get the conversation going.
Yep.
You know, because I'm pretty sure there's other creators like you out there that probably like want to make the same comment, but they're just too scared. Don't be that scurry person. Don't be that scurry person, man. Be a leader.
It is.
I know your mama taught you to be a leader.
Yep.
And your daddy said never to follow. Be a leader. That's right. Leave those comments in the comment section, man. And for real, if you love the content, you know, that we have out here, and you think that this is something that some of your creative friends will probably want to check out, please share it, because sharing is caring.
And it's free.
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 That's right.
Yep.
$3.99.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hey, Professor, man.
Yeah.
What's new, bro?
Nothing at all, bro. The kid getting back in the plan. I was on the phone with Dr. Phil, a.k.a. the greatest camera guy since sliced bread.
Is that we're going to give? No,
no, that's not the bro name. That's for shits and giggles. Nah, but I was on the phone with him discussing some Two Bros in the Studio Show business.
Yeah,
and he heard me, you know, twiddling on the keys in the background. He was like, "Oh snap, this man is practicing." I was like, "Yeah, I'm practicing, bro." So gigs coming up pretty soon. This is a different transition from just studio life. I used to gig all the time back in the day, but just, you know, I wanted to fall back more into the studio, so coming back out and hitting those live gigs again is going to be a little bit of transition. Y'all keep me in your prayers.
Is live gigs fun? I mean, is that like the destination for musicians?
Yeah, you're going to make me fry, niggas. Okay, live gigs.
We got the skillet out, bro, and the Western oil is nice and hot right now. So
so live gigs are fun when the musicians are good.
Okay.
But when the musicians aren't, or you're the I hate being the best musician there. Okay. It is annoying. It is annoying because even if the person can play, they end up doing some silly stuff that makes the whole gig get thrown off, and sometimes it's hard. They don't have the experience or the skill to kind of find their way back. You know what I'm saying? So so you end up, then the band leaders never end up being good, so you end up being the de facto band leader. But you ain't getting no extra bread for that, so that's why I stopped playing. I was like, look, man, if we can't get some higher quality musicians in this joint, we can't rock, because, nah. Mm-mm. In the studio, we got takes. We can do takes. Ain't no takes live. If you suck, you suck.
So, I mean, what'll be the problem? I mean, people don't have the ear, or they're not, or there's the timing, or they just can't follow the music.
It could be a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B. That's the problem. And then, so people come to rehearsal to learn the music. It's like, bruh, that's not a good look.
You know what's the worst? Is having a drummer, right, that can't keep time.
No, there's literally nothing worse, because nothing else will fit. None of the vocals fit. None of the backgrounds fit. Anyway, that's the point. The point
is,
the kid is getting back into some live playing. I ain't doing a whole lot, so you can call me for your gigs. I will play your weddings, but I ain't making no promises beyond that. Is the point of what I'm trying to say? Yeah. How about you,
man? You know, about to launch the 2 for $10.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. So I've been reviewing over a lot of music, and I actually created a playlist, right? That's just DMV specific.
Where?
Because we're, you know, we're from this area.
In your Google Play?
On Google Play. Okay. It's called Hawk Brogan's Smash Hits.
There it is.
Smash, 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 smash. Yeah. So what I'm doing is just curating a playlist. You know, for DMV artists.
You should have called it 2 for $10.
You know what? Maybe I do that. Makes sense. Yeah. You know, just call it 2 for $10. But I'm curating a playlist just for DMV artists right now that
That's dope.
That are on top of their business and want to get that streaming money. not that Spinderella money.
Gotcha.
Not that Audio Mac money.
Okay.
I mean, no disrespect to any of those platforms, right? But what I'm saying is that if I'm going to play your music, if I want, you know, to play your music, I'd rather put the money in your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? So artists out there, if you're not on any of those platforms, then you need to check yourself. For real. Don't just settle for being on any of those platforms where people just download their music and download your music for free or whatever. Man, like, put some bread in your pocket, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, give people a chance to actually buy your music or just stream your music, worst case scenario.
Hulk Rogan always doing something for the people.
I'm trying to. So now the thing with the 2 for $10, which is dope, because what I'm doing is artists definitely send us your links. Not guaranteed that I'm gonna check everybody or buy everybody's album, but I will purchase your album on any of those platforms, whether it's iTunes, Google, specifically Google Play, so I can throw it in the playlist. But if you're on Google Play, send me your link, I'll listen to your music, I'll buy it, and then I will review it and rate it and share it on our platform. 2 for $10.
That's it.
What could be better than that? See, a lot of artists out here, they probably got their best friend in the studio with them, right?
Yo, was that good? Yo, that was dope.
Nigga, the bar, what you say about the ham and cheese?
I'm hungry right now, nigga.
Go ham with the ham and cheese, no tomatoes. Knocking the stuffing out the potato. Yeah, nigga,
was hard, man. That bar.
Bruh, if you got a youngin' in your group that's your best friend or your mans, number one, just let him be your mans. Don't let him be your A&R.
Yeah.
All right? Because he knows nothing about music, right? And then that's when I come in. You holler at Hulk Brogan, right?
There it is.
I'm going to be your new best friend and your A&R, because no disrespect to your mans. Your mans probably don't know too much about music. I mean, he cares about you, right? And he probably not going to tell you anything wrong. But your mans ain't going to tell you that you went flat right there. Or those were some candy bars you was spitting. Or it just didn't make no freaking sense at all.
Oh, that sound like you made it. Did you make that beat? It sound like you made that beat. You should probably get like a real producer to make your beats from now on. That's going to be a good one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, you think that beat is tough and it might be grooving to you, but nigga, it sound like the Tin Man beatboxing and banging on his chest right now. You know what I'm saying? And having a seizure. It's not hitting, bruh. But anyway, I'm that guy, man. I'm your new best friend now, man. I'm excited to do this 2 for $10 thing, though, for real.
Yeah,
so I think there's a lot of artists out there that has that potential, but they just need someone to just, you know, guide them in the right direction. They might be just off just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you rap like this or spit a little bit into the mic or just fall back off on some parts of the cadence. Maybe your mixing might be off. Maybe you need to holler at your producer and tell them to bring that 8 up. Or better yet, you got that counter melody that's going on right there. That could have took the song over. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you need to go back and You see what I'm saying? Like, these are some of the things that
all based on experience.
These are nuances that get overlooked, but yet is very important to the final product.
Yeah, I got Hulk Brogan on his soapbox for today, man. What's going on?
Nah, man, I'm just really excited about this. 2 for 10 is coming up, man. That's right, 2 for 10. That's what's up. Adding something else into the into the fold, man, for this show, man, because show is really for creators by creators.
Yep.
You know, we're really interested in educating and empowering the artists and doing it in an entertaining format.
Yep. That's what it is.
Yep. Yep. So enough about me, man. Look, we got a dope episode because we're going to be talking about gaming.
Gaming.
Yeah. I know a lot of you artists out there that's on the Xbox, the Steam. Steam is something new, right? Xbox, Steam. What other formats out there? PlayStation, my fault.
I was gonna say,
then you got Nintendo, you got folks still, you know what I'm saying, using all the Nintendo platforms, Super Nintendo, regular Nintendo. The regular Nintendo actually got remixed.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was finna cop one.
That was pretty dope.
I was gonna cop one because that just looked dope for no reason.
Yeah, and so we got a game aficionado / artist, / writer, / comedian. / social media
guru. OG.
That's right. All the blogs love him.
Yep.
Yeah. So this guy here is named Robert or Rob Regal. We're not going to give him his government name.
Wow. He kind of already did.
I did give him his government name. My fault, my fault. This is my man, 100 grand, man. We got history. You know what I'm saying? It goes back several years.
Absolutely.
We worked together, man. Good dude. But we're also excited what he's doing. He's rebranding himself, man. Mm-hmm. You know, he's showing you guys that he's more than just a rappity-rappity-rap rapper.
Which
and
is
a good one. He's a good one at that. He definitely was going to give you some bars. But he's probably going to give you some bars and kick your ass. Now and probably like X-Man or Bomberman or whatever choice, or what's that Chrono Trigger. Yeah, he's a beast at that too, right?
So Mr. Regal, tell us a little bit about yourself, give us a little bit about your history.
Yeah, man, you know, most of y'all knew me back in the day as lyricist. You know, first came on the scene about 07 08, heavy on the U Street scene, was in that first wave of DMV artists that came out after Wiley and Tabby, you know what I'm saying, came out and pretty much kicked open the doors for the DMV scene, along with like Proverb, Ryder MC, you know, all of them, you know. So yep. Everybody knew me for the music first. And you know, I really went on the tear. You know, you can look up XXL, Complex, Swing in the Morning, MTV, Rap Fest, everything.
Sure.
You know, had to take a break for family reasons, and we can, you know, dip into that later. But yeah, you know, and now I'm back and just, you know, rebranding, like as you said, and letting people know that, you know, there's more to me than just rapping, because everybody's a rapper, but nobody really gives a chance to let people know who they really are. So then you add in the video games, you add in the, you know, connection to fans through social media, you add in, you know, being a human, being a father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, now that's the whole rebranding, and with the whole name change, you know what I'm saying? It all dips into that.
So let's jump into that real quick. The name change, who were you originally, and tell us about that history.
Yeah, so originally the name is Rob. Y'all don't need to know the last name unless you friends with me on Facebook. You figured them me. Rob, and you know, born 1988, February 1st, birthday just passed, you know what I'm saying?
Happy belated birthday, bro.
Thank you, sir, man. I'm getting too close to 30, man. I don't know.
It's nothing wrong with 30.
Wrong with 30. I'm just getting too close to it. I'm feeling it in my bones. I'm waking up, elbows cracking. But yeah, man, I was born, you know, DC, Maryland, Ray. You know what I'm saying? Just a kid that played a lot of sports, ran track, played football, played basketball, and chased girls around and played video games and kept myself occupied writing rhymes. I started writing when I was like 8 years old, 9 years old, started writing rhymes.
And that's when you became... As a rap name.
What was your first rap name? I love this. I love hearing these stories.
I think my first rap name was actually Lil Rob. My first one. The first one that people started knowing me by was...
Because everybody was like little?
I mean, I was short. I was just short. I ain't even cracked 5 feet till like 11, like 10th grade. That's when I first cracked 5 feet. I was short.
And you're right there currently, right?
Nah, I'm 5'7".
See,
I wasn't gonna say nothing about you starting. Hold on. Now, see, me and Vader known each other since 08. So we can do this, what we're about to do right now. I wasn't gonna say nothing about appearance when you jumped on the podcast and lied and said your face is gonna be handsome when they look for the show. Okay? I ain't say nothing about that.
But I understand that you're a dude. You're entitled to your own opinion. If you don't think I'm handsome, I'm comfortable with that. I prefer that.
I'm just saying, as a friend, I didn't want to lie. You know, I didn't want you to put the lie out there to the people, because then they might see it and they'll be like, oh, I'm at the wrong podcast. I want to make sure y'all get y'all comments and subscriptions and everything. You got to tell them, hey, I'm gonna be on there looking like a wombat. Okay. That's all you got to do, and they'll find it and they'll subscribe. You know what I'm saying? You're on there looking like Rufus the Naked Mole Rat. They're going to know it's you, and they can subscribe. I want your listeners
Rufus
to go
the
up.
Naked Mole.
Yeah, man. You're a little bit too old. You know about Kim Possible. It's all good, man. We a little bit younger here.
Right. Okay, so let's continue to go back to where you just stopped growing at 5 feet.
Oh yeah.
Just
No. I stopped. I got to 5 feet in 10th grade. Then, you know, I was rapping, but everybody knew me by knowledge at that point, because starting middle school is when I started like battling people, and I don't lose ever. Like you've seen, I've only lost to one person, as you've seen, and you know, shout out to Mo Better, but I've beat him 2 times. And he beat me once.
But you brought that up. I was going to bring that up.
Yeah,
only 3 people seen that happen. Shout out to Mo Better. Mo Better was on our previous episode.
Yeah.
With also Yanazda. Queen Yanazda.
Yanazha.
Shout out to Santa Claus too. Shout out to Santa Claus.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, man.
I know yo for years. Yanazda.
Oh my gosh.
All right. it's a lot. But anyway, yeah. So all right, so now you're killing the battle scene, right?
Yeah.
And so you drop your first mixtape.
Drop my first mixtape. Actually, I started dropping mixtapes. Now, my first official mixtape wasn't until 2008 with The Hope, but I was dropping mixtapes in high school.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I was dropping mixtapes in high school and making money off that. Ask Chaz French and Eddie Vans and them. Like, they used to see me at Roosevelt hustling on mixtapes up there.
Okay.
Everybody else was hustling like weed. I was hustling mixtapes. So, you know what I'm saying? But the first mixtape was The Hope. That joint came out, and Hip Hop DX posted it.
Right.
Because of Amanda Bassett. Shout out to Amanda Bassett.
Yeah, shout out to Amanda. I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, she's in New York, Brooklyn. Right. Yeah. I be seeing her like on Snapchat and you know, all that. She's up there having fun doing pole dancing classes and all that. So shout out to Amanda.
So the Hope. I'm gonna start right there, because that's when I recognized you.
Mm-hmm.
And also that's when Proverb, we was working with Proverb at the time, and I think you dropped that project not too long before we even met up, and we actually met up at Howard University.
Homecoming.
Yeah, at Howard Homecoming, yeah, Howard University. Wale, that was his first time actually performing after Nike Boots?
It was he was filming the Nike Boots video.
He was filming the Nike Boots video.
That's why I got the cameo in the video.
I remember
Wale was like, yeah, come walk with me, Joe. And I was like, all right, cool. It was actually the tape, The Hope, dropped in July.
Yep.
And then I met up with y'all in October at the homecoming. And it was real simple. It was organic. It was like Pro had just dropped DMV Hero.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, I shouted you out on the song and everything.
Right.
He was like, what you doing after this? We trying to go record. So I was like, all right, I'll roll with y'all. We went, got some Wendy's, came back, and we did the Rapture. And
I got video footage of that too. I'm gonna post that.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did that, and then from there it was EQ'd up, and we put out the Day Job.
Yep.
Day Job did great. Put out the practice.
So at this point, you're a lyricist.
Yeah, I was lyricist at this point. I changed the name to lyricist right at the Hope mixtape. Before that, was Young Lyricist. Mm. And then everybody started putting Young in their name. So I was like, all right, I'm taking Young out. I'll just be Lyricist.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I put out the Balance album with In a Loop. That was 2013. And after I dropped that, it was like, as soon as I dropped it, I was like, this is my last project as Lyricist. I'm like, all right, I want to make this name change to Rob Regal.
Gotcha.
Because Lyricist just put me in a box.
Yeah.
You know what I can see that. And you know what? We got to go in like a minute, but I could totally see why that was such a great idea. You know what I'm saying? As lyricist, you had done what you could do.
Yeah.
And it was time to elevate beyond just where you were to a new state. So
It was like, if I don't do it now, I'm be stuck with it.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Absolutely.
And we say that because a lot of artists need to know when you've reached that threshold.
Mm-hmm.
But look, we gotta take a quick break.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna be right back. So stay tuned.
Bang. Break.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy, Tabari Fingle, a.k.a. The Brilliant Professor, and I'm here to tell you what you can do to get your music featured here on the Two Bros in the Studio Show podcast. It's real easy, just a few steps. First, go to the Two Bros in the Studio Show YouTube and SoundCloud accounts at Two Bros Show, or you can search us on YouTube, or go to the IG account and click the link there to go straight to YouTube, and make sure you click that follow button. We want to see you following us, and we'll follow you back. Number two, send an email to twobrosshowinfo@gmail.com with your artist name, any social media handles you have, IG or Twitter, and make sure you send at least 3 clean versions of the music you want to showcase and anything you want us to know about the music specifically. Let us know so we can let everyone else in the network of creators know. Number three, if your music is selected, you'll receive an email confirmation response by one of the team members here at the Two Bros Show. You'll need to make sure that once you get that confirmation of what episodes you'll be on, you promote that episode with everything you got on all of your social media. We want to see it pumping out there. We need to get the word out that this show is here for you, made by creatives, for creatives. And that's it. Make sure y'all keep in tune with what's going on in the Two Bros in the Studio Show Nation. And creatives, make sure that you keep creating. Welcome back to the Two Bros in the Studio Show. I am your co-host, Tabari Fingle, a.k.a. The Brilliant Professor.
And I'm your co-host, Nevada Taylor, a.k.a. Hulk Brogan.
And we have in the studio with us the man, the myth, the legend, Rob Regal.
Yeah. Am I supposed to do an AKA too? I don't know.
We're going
to
give you a bro name. No, we're going to give you a bro name. Oh, we give everybody name? A bro name. So, all
right.
We're going here to we go.
We might be able to just trust him with a damn bro name because he clever enough to come up with a good one.
I got a few AKAs, man. Y'all remember this? Y'all remember this, man? I do this.
You gotta switch the voice up when you say it. You know, I do this.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, Rob Regal, a.k.a. Voice of the Metro, a.k.a. Philip Cuntz, a.k.a. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You remember Philip Cuntz?
That's my porn name.
Everybody has a porn name.
Everybody has a porn name in the crew. My porn name is Philip Cuntz. My
porn name is Philip Cuntz. Did you ever get a porn name? You was in the crew.
I didn't get a porn name because y'all bastards give each other porn names when y'all went out. And I was always...
Tabari never came out.
I never came out
to no clubs. No,
I was
lounges.
In the studio. God damn it!
Was you?
Nah.
Yeah, I ain't think so.
So mine was Richard Slinger.
Yes,
it was Richard Slinger. That was
what was Pro's?
I forgot what Pro's porn name was, but yeah, dog.
If you was in the crew,
you had to have a porn name.
I remember his name was very distinguished. Like it was like something like it had to have an Esquire on there or something. I can't remember.
All right, so what's the bro name?
We're gonna give his bro name thanks to hashtag thank you Dang Daryl, because he gave this one. We're gonna call you Bro Button.
Bro Button.
Fitting. Fitting, because that was one of his favorite rap artists. Still is. Bro Button.
I had to remember it. I had it written down. Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you, Dang Daryl. Bro Button is in the studio with us.
Yeah. Shout out to Dang Daryl, man. Shout out to Dang Daryl. Be safe on them highways.
Yeah, we got to
tweet that one out.
A.K.A. Later. Two Bro Show Superfan. A.K.A.
That's right.
President of the fan club.
Yeah. B.K.A. Judge Bro Brown. That's right. The algebra bro to the professor.
We're alive, yeah.
All right, let's get into this content, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo. So, gaming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hip at all.
At all?
So start from the top.
I mean,
especially gaming. About the community.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So,
but see, right now you're doing like not just regular games, dude. You're doing classic games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's something like that's just like totally freaking different than what everybody else doing. Because I see people on Twitch and stuff like that. They're doing like all the latest games and stuff.
Yeah.
And the gaming community is huge, bro.
Extremely. Extremely. It's a money pit right
now. So why'd you start to dive into it? Like,
because I've always loved gaming, but I just didn't. Yeah. I wasn't hip on the technical aspects of like using a Twitch or like, you know what I'm saying, streaming or setting up a YouTube channel.
So this is what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
Like, Twitch. What is Twitch? We gotta talk to the creators like they don't know.
Twitch is like true. The Twitch would be like the what would be the like the Facebook Live or the Periscope of like video game or the video game community? You know what I'm saying? You stream the games you're playing there or record it. You can have people subscribe to your channel for, you know, a fee that'll help you make money off of people watching you play games and stuff like that. So, you know, you'll get a lot of gamers on there who'll play the latest games and they'll give commentary on it, or they'll just talk about regular life stuff while they play it. You know, it's a lot of personality.
So is that how you use it currently?
No, I don't, right now I'm not using Twitch currently only because I'm very focused right now on building content for my channel. Because when I started the channel, I started the channel maybe about a year, year and a half
ago. What's the platform you're on now?
Now I'm mainly on YouTube.
Okay, awesome. So
I have a Twitch though.
While we're here, why don't you just go ahead and give out that YouTube?
YouTube is youtube.com/RobRegalTV. The actual name of it is The Regal Report, gaming lifestyle, games, music, and lifestyle. And then for love the Twitch, it's twitch.tv/RobRegal301.
So, all right.
Love it.
Yeah. That's what
I
it is.
It. I love it. That's what I it love is. It. So, this guy, I can vouch for this. He's heavy into gaming. He used to come over to the studio. Matter of fact, I remember one time, right? This when I knew this guy was like super comfy, right? So when I'm recording,
mind you, the studio is our apartment at this point.
Right. So. Absolutely, Knoxville
in the hood,
in
the hood.
That's right, right smack dab in the middle of Carriage Hill.
Yeah, hashtag Carriage Hill.
That's right.
So don't get a hashtag. I'm sorry, no. So don't get a hashtag. So it's not safe
at Knoxville. At Knoxville, it was nothing but recording and music getting done.
Yeah, real
nothing but music and recording getting done. You know, when Tabari was there. I mean, he did have his gaming system there. You had a PlayStation 1. I rarely see him playing the game.
Yeah, it was there, but I ain't really...
Right. Because we was banging out tracks.
Real talk.
This guy... And this is why I knew that Mr. Regal over here got comfortable. This guy brought over his game console and games. Yep. I'm like, bro.
Just left it there.
Yep. I brought my PS1. I brought my Nintendo 64. Because look, here's the thing about these dudes,
bro. Just left look, it nigga, there. This ain't home.
Yes, it was. Because I'm going to tell you right now. Let me tell you why this was home.
You spent more time over there than you spent at home.
Yeah, I was over there like recording. Home. It was like bad. If we ain't like, you see, we were recording.
Yeah.
Are we going out?
Right.
Or y'all bammers are sleeping, and if y'all sleeping, all right, I can't record because the engineer's asleep. So right. I'm about to play PlayStation and Nintendo 64 while y'all sleep. Cause I had insomnia. Okay. It took me getting a full-time job to break out of insomnia. Okay. I'd be up till 6-7 in the morning. What I'm gonna do? Sit there like for a good period of time. There wasn't no cable in that gym.
Yeah.
So I gotta occupy my time. You know?
Yeah.
And so, you know.
Man, cable's distracting. Distraction.
But y'all sleep.
Game was distraction, man. We was about work. We was banging tracks out.
But all right, sleep.
So look. I remember one game that you would always play, dog, and that was the Chrono Trigger.
Yep. Chrono Trigger, man. It's my favorite game of all time. Favorite RPG of all time. Favorite Super Nintendo game of all time. Favorite video game of all time.
Wow. Like, where would you rate that as far as like RPG games?
An 11 out of 10.
11 out of 10?
Yeah.
Like,
and you can look this up. If you look it up, a lot of people will say Chrono Trigger is one of the greatest games of all time. I'm going to tell you why. Number one, the story. The story is amazing. They completely fleshed it out. This was actually made by the creators of Final Fantasy, Dragon Quest, and Dragon Ball Z. All three of them came together to make this game.
Toriyama was in
that track? Toriyama. He did all the designs. If you ever see the main character, Chrono, he looks kind of like Goku from Dragon Ball Z. So, you know, they got all of them together to make this one game because they were trying to make a new Final Fantasy game, but they weren't ready to do it because it was about to make that switch from Super Nintendo and Squaresoft was going to go to PlayStation and everything.
Right.
So they made this.
So this was before PlayStation?
This is Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo. There you go.
So
what was the Nintendo 64?
Nintendo 64. Well, that's the thing. That's the reason Final Fantasy 7 came out on PlayStation 1 instead of Nintendo 64.
Because you see
how big that game was. It took three discs to make Final Fantasy 7.
Right.
But the cartridges for Nintendo 64 wouldn't hold enough data to do that, nor would they be able to put out the graphical power to do that. So that's what made Squaresoft break their deal with Nintendo and go to PlayStation.
He's a real gamer.
So let's get into the community, man, because I want to make sure. Because if we want to talk to all the creatives, so not every creative is out there gaming. Let's talk about the community, because everyone in a creative space is in some sort of community. Yeah. So let's talk about how do you find yourself in the creative community as far as gaming goes? Like, Where do you find yourself in that, right in now, that space?
I'm a little fish in a big pond.
Right now.
You know what I'm saying? The gaming community is massive right now. Like, people are finally realizing, like, with online gaming and the esports and everything, like, there's really a money pit for people to get into. It just needs
what
to be
managed. What is esports?
That's electronic sports. So, like, you get people that will play, like, they'll have big paid tournaments for, like, Street Fighter and stuff like that.
Really?
Street Fighter 5. Yeah, people, people make hundreds of thousands of dollars for playing.
For real?
Dead ass.
Bet, like, you, bet you can't see me with Ken. That's all I'm saying.
I bet
put your money up. I guess now.
I bet they will fuck you up.
these bammers, this is their bread and butter. Like, you know how we go to, like, the work and we need to, like, be the best person there so the supervisor can, like, promote us?
Right.
Or, like, you get the best football player. They're trying to get starting and they're trying to go to, like, the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl. Right. This is how they treat
this is their
video
sport.
Games. This is their sport. They live off of this.
I got to be honest.
They get sponsors and everything.
Sometimes I watch the clips on YouTube with, like, one dude fighting a Street Fighter with the other dude, and I'd be like, yo, they are serious.
And they don't even play with controllers. They play with them big pads. Like the arcade.
Like an arcade in your lap. That's how they play. Like, they ain't playing.
Yeah, that joint is real. But I'm really just finding my space, especially as a black man in the gaming community, like, cause there's not a lot of us that are making a lot of noise. Like, there's certain dudes like, what's cuz name?
Chris Move.
Satchel Drakes. There's,
Chris Move is big.
Chris Move. Yeah. He's more on that. He's like, he's really just 2K. Side. Yeah. He's really just like on 2K and Madden for real.
Yeah.
But like, when I'm talking about, like, for what I do, which is like really like playing the classics or analyzing and reviewing and going into the history of games, there's not many. There's like, again, there's like, there's Satchel Drakes. There's, what's cuz name? I'm trying to remember the dude's name. I was just watching his video too.
But I have a question though about what it is you do on your channel. So if somebody tunes into your channel, Regal, Regal TV, what is it?
Right now they're going to see gameplay.
Right now
they're going to see gameplay, like, right now, because again, I'm rebuilding the joint because my laptop, it broke right after I started the joint and I had to buy a new laptop. So but this joint is never going to break. This joint is a monster. I got one of them Republic of gaming laptops.
Oh,
Core i7, Core Intel, like, that joint's crazy. But I spent a lot of money on that anyway.
He just had a moment. Right now, he just had a moment.
You have to sit back after you spend some money, be like,
like, start comparing what it could be.
I'm looking at an investment. You know what I'm saying? Because even if I want to, like, build my
studio, make sure you get right up on that mic.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But right now they're gonna see playthroughs. So, like, right now I'm doing Mega Man X. I just did a think piece about what happened with that dude PewDiePie. Did y'all hear about that?
Yes, I've been following that closely. Yeah. So
I did a think piece on that.
So if you're not hip, PewDiePie, he does a lot of jokes on his channel. You know, he's the biggest YouTuber, period. But he does a lot of jokes about on his channel, and he has a lot of references to Nazi thinking.
Uh-oh.
And he's using a lot. He had a few.
Well, the point is he uses that imagery to show kind of the stupidity of some areas and you know, okay. So apparently Disney got a hold of it, freaking YouTube got a hold of it.
And they dropped
him. And yeah, everybody dropped him. But
and he was the biggest YouTuber.
He's the biggest YouTuber. YouTube. But here's the thing. A lot of the criticism of him is misplaced, and a lot of the mainstream reporting about him is just lazy and wrong. Indeed. So it's like he's having like the Barbara Streisand effect right now, where everybody's making noise about him, so he's getting like a lot of love, even though all his sponsors are dropping off left and right.
I mean, and
so he can no longer use YouTube as a platform.
He had a YouTube Red subscription. They were paying for his series. He had a deal with Disney. Like,
because I remember at one point, you know, he did that whole little thing that he was going to leave YouTube, and he ended up getting 50 million subscribers he ended up staying. Like, I was gonna stay.
Of course he's gonna stay. That's the only thing he does for a living.
We're way off. So like the content that's gonna be on the Regal Report,
I'm sticking towards classic games and stuff like that. I'm gonna do everything that piques my interest. Right now I'm heavy into classic games because I feel like a lot of these new games is garbage, honestly. Like, I feel like a lot of these new games is overhyped. So that's why I won't be playing a lot of them. Like, I tried to play Quantum Break on that thing for the Xbox One.
Okay.
I got through maybe maybe like an episode or two of that, and I delete them off the channel because I'm like, I'm not having fun with this game. Like, it's just a lot of good graphics. Yeah, but
there's a game like that that I have that I can't remember what it is right now, but basically it's that first person type of situation. You're running through the woods. It's a really dope game, I can't. It's out there. It's out there.
Fallout.
Yeah, it's Fallout.
I love Fallout.
Fallout. But the controls for me is just weird. It's hard to get into.
Yeah, you gotta
casual gamer would be excessive for me.
Yeah.
So the truth is, it could just be me.
I love Fallout. Fallout 4 was not amazing to me. I loved Fallout 3. I loved Fallout New Vegas. Fallout 4 kind of changed the direction though, because Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas were more RPG. Like, you did have that first person view in the shooting,
right?
But like, the whole gear of RPG games is the ability to have choice.
So we'll see,
explore, and they cut out a lot of the choice in it. It's just like, oh yeah, triangle, square, X, good things, right. Little 3-word descriptions of what you're gonna say for a whole speech. It wasn't like that in the old ones. You see exactly what they say and how it influenced it and everything.
So what would be like your preference of game?
RPG and sports. And you know, sports is just for my casual days though.
Sure.
Like, I'm not gonna be there and, you know, like in 2K they'll do like badge hunting where like you make a player and you're trying to get all these badges. I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna go through it. I'm gonna
That's play what my son season. Going I'm through right win. Now with NBA.
And it's killing
the just for the folks who may not know, what does RPG stand for?
It's a role playing game.
Gotcha.
So you know, you get those are the games you're probably gonna get like the best stories out of. You get you really playing a role. Like, it makes you feel like if you were to watch a movie and you were to have a part in the movie, that's what playing the RPG
is like. So I don't always game, but when I do, I love everything Batman.
Yes.
Freaking Arkham Asylum was a freaking amazing.
Those were the best games.
Yo, I'm sorry, it is.
Batman didn't have a good game
for a while.
Until you'd have to go back to Batman Returns on the Super Nintendo.
Batman don't have no superpowers, that's why.
No.
It's not because of that. It's just bad game design. Yeah, Batman's got a license. Yeah. And then the first Batman game on Nintendo was dope. The Batman Returns on Super Nintendo was dope. Batman Forever was garbage. I got that on Super Nintendo as a kid. I think we threw it away. I just can't find it no more, but I'm praying we threw it away because it was horrible.
He doesn't even want it in storage.
Yeah, I don't want it even historically. If you go after this show, go on YouTube and look up Batman Forever for SNES on YouTube, and you're going to be like, what the fuck is this? Like, it is so horrible. It's so horrible.
So, as far as the community is concerned, as far as gaming and everything else, how does it work? Because in my head, if everybody is playing games and everybody's watching everybody else play games, how is there money that can be drawn from that?
Well, you just have to build up again. And this is the part that I'm working on right now, building up content, making yourself a unique personality,
right,
and making people want to come. So it's check more out what than just do.
Playing a game. Yeah. I mean, there's commentary when you're playing.
There's a lot of this commentary.
You mentioned before that you're doing think pieces. What does that mean?
Well, basically, like, I'll talk about certain things. Because again, the Regal Report, even though it's based around gaming, because that's why I started that, it's going to be talking on the other subjects. Like, if you look at the Regal Report channel, I also have my top 10 favorite DMV music, DMV hip hop videos to come out. And I have my top 5 favorite RPGs. So I do a lot of little different think pieces and, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature. Whatever crosses my mind, I feel like I can give some people something to watch. So, you know, we're just in our infancy stages with the channel though, you know. But I just want to come at it from a different angle because I watch these people. Oh, and now I just remember dude's name. I just forgot that fancy. Never mind. It's Matt something. Shout out to Matt, whatever your name is. Your shit is tight. I wished him a happy birthday on Twitter the other day and shit.
Okay, Matt.
He's thanks, dope, man. Though. He got dope. He got like probably 20, somewhere between 50 to 100,000 subscribers on YouTube and all that. Like, black dude. I always salute all the black YouTubers
because
we're a minority on that. Like, they love the pasty white dudes. And, you know, we don't really get a lot of love, but we're working on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we need more of us with better content.
You know what it is, man? It's just like, and I say this, it's not to knock my man, because this is really my man's, but it's like the logic effect. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, you kind of have to fit into that mold to get the masses. So when you don't fit into that mold, it's a lot more of an uphill battle.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to leave that right there.
Yeah. It's not so, it's like I said, because logic is actually my man.
I know y'all got a good relationship. Check this out. How many hours do you think you spend on gaming a week? Damn. I can't count it. Is that like your part-time job? You talking about,
yeah, it's literally about, my part-time
like
job.
30 hours
and
above?
It's literally my part-time job. I work 40 hours a week. Right. And then as soon as I clock out of work, I'm like, all right, let me start working on a new video. I'll take a walk just for exercise.
Right.
I'll come back and I'll start working on a new video. Whether it's, you know, a gameplay video, whether it's writing a script for a think piece.
Right.
Whether it's figuring out what angles I want to use for that think piece. Mm. Like, okay. I really do it.
Now, playing games, mm-hmm. period. How many hours you think you put in?
Can't count it. Can't count
over
it.
Over 15?
Definitely over 15.
So,
well,
yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, that's 3 hours out of the day, right?
3 hours is. So let me see.
That's three hours out of a regular work week.
Yeah.
I mean, I work from 9:30 to 6. I take a walk. I come back about 6:45 or 7, right?
Yeah.
I just walk around the neighborhood just for exercise.
Yeah.
I'm playing games until about 11:30.
And then you log off and get ready for work.
Then, yeah, I log off. I lay down. I get on FaceTime with my girl.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
she's at the crib with me. So, you know, but she live out of Richmond. So, yeah.
Wow. Yo, I remember one time, I had back issues, right? And I was down for probably about 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was a good strong 2 weeks.
And yo, I couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was stuck on my couch or my bed, and I ended up playing Call of Duty, bro. And
yo, I don't like Call of Duty, bro.
And I feel you. I put in like hours, bro. Like 6 o'clock in the morning, like when my wife would leave out, all the way to like
she got home.
Past that.
I knew it was coming.
I mean, probably to like 1 o'clock.
That's how I play Fallout.
Oh, and so the problem was is that, you know, I beat the game, mm-hmm. right? And then I hopped online.
Yep, multiplayer.
And once I hopped online, that's when I lost my life for 2 weeks.
How many times did you get called the N-word?
Oh man.
Seriously? That's what goes on?
Yes. No, I mean,
play online anywhere. I've been called the N word playing Madden in 2K.
Right. Oh, we gotta take a break, but we gotta come back to that.
Yeah,
we gotta come back to that.
Yeah, true.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so look, creators, we're gonna take a quick little break and we're gonna get right back into it. Break!
You know, going into 2017, we're gonna do something a little different for you guys. We're gonna celebrate the producers a little bit. And just in case you wanted to know, yes, both the hosts of the Two Bros in the Studio Show podcast are creators themselves and producers. And this beat right here is our very own Vader, aka Hulk Rogan's beat. And in 2017, we're gonna do something a little different. We're gonna make sure we showcase our producers. Yes, producers get a chance to shine in 2017. And the same things apply. First, we need to make sure that you're subscribed on all of our social media. That includes YouTube, that includes SoundCloud. Make sure you follow us on IG and on our Twitter account. Make sure that we can find you and we know you support us so we can support you back. Number two, send a detailed email to 2broshowinfo@gmail.com that has your beats in it, that tells us a little bit about yourself, that it also includes your social media links. Please don't send me a blank email with a bunch of tracks in it. I don't know what to do with that. Make sure you give us everything we need to do to make sure that we can properly showcase who you are, because we want to make sure each creative in the nation knows about every other creative in the nation. Number three, if your music is chosen, you'll receive an email confirmation from someone at the Two Bros Show team letting you know that your music was chosen and will be featured on a specific episode. Once you know what that episode is, we're going to need you to market and promote that episode all throughout your social media. And that's it. Make sure you stay tuned to the Two Bros in the Studio Show Nation and make sure that you keep creating.
Welcome back, Creative Geniuses. I'm your co-host, Nevada Taylor, a.k.a. Hulk Brogan.
And my name is Tabari Fingal, a.k.a. the Brilliant Professor.
That's right. And we got Rob Regal in here, a.k.a.
Bro Budden, how y'all forget that? I forgot it already. God.
I wasn't expecting the cue. He be killing me and don't be telling me.
Come on, man. Don't make me be the third bro on the show, man.
Come on. You y'all point check fight? right, so look, man. Let's get back to what we was talking about, man. Because Tabari didn't know.
I told you it gets real racy. If you call me
real racial up in these.
If you call me a casual gamer, you would be giving me so much praise.
Sure.
If I'm not behind a board, I'm behind my eyelids because I'm asleep.
I mean, I'm gonna tell you what. The first time I've ever experienced this, right, was the Need for Speed. Right, I was playing Need for Speed. This was on the Xbox One, and once again, fell down a rabbit hole, beat Need for Speed, and then all of a sudden, this is my first time I've ever been online, and my homeboy was like, "Bro, we got a card that we can use." Matter of fact, shout out to Brandon, man. This is my brother-in-law. So he was like, "Yeah, the $10 card that you gave to your nephews that they never use, you can use that to go online." And I was like, "For real?"
That's crazy. I've never gamed online. I've never gamed online ever.
Hey, yo, this little kid. He had an Italian accent and he was trying to speak English, but he was cussing up a storm, dog.
Yep.
Like he was cussing up a storm and kicking ass though too.
Yeah.
Oh, kicking my ass too. Yeah. And cussing up a storm. And then there's an older guy. You can tell just going back and forth with the little kid. And I'm like, this is crazy.
But it gets racial.
It gets racial. Yeah.
Oh, especially like, when you're like the Call of Duty games and stuff like that. Yo, like, when you win it, bruh. Yeah, I've been called nigga many times. I'm like, coon. All right, nigga, headshot. Pow.
Yep. Madden, 2K.
Wow.
Like, yeah. It happens. And trash talking is crazy on it, man.
I could expect some trash talk, but to devolve to race?
Yeah, no, it gets to race. Because, you know, I said this off the air, but like, people that lack melanin have a hard time with just accepting the law, so they have to say like the most harsh thing they can to you to try and knock you off your game, and it doesn't work.
Now, is it people that lack melanin, or is it
they definitely lack melanin. No, it's people that lack melanin.
Dog, man.
We are almost 30 and 30 plus. You know a white voice from a black voice when you hear it 9 times out of 10.
Okay, there's a slim margin, right? But what I'm saying is that everybody talks trash on it, dog.
Yeah, everybody talks trash on it.
So, you know, Caden, my son, he's about to be 13, but I've been playing online with him, and the only time he plays online is with when he's like around me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like if I'm in the room with him, then I'm like, yeah, you can go online. And I remember he was on Madden, he was playing Madden, and yo, he was trashing this dude. It was an older guy, right? And you know, I mean, before they were having conversation here and there, then Caden started trashing him. He went up 21 points on him, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then dude started talking trash to him, you know, and I was like, Caden looking at me because he don't like people to cuss, but at that point, he ain't never like anybody because he'd get pissed. And I was like, yo, just put the mute on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just put the mute on and we ain't got to worry about it.
Dog, I'm at the point now when I play 2K and Madden, but I can't do it on Madden on PS4. PS4, I can't find how to mute somebody on the drink. But unless you're in the party with them. Only time you can mute is in the party. But if you're just playing online, you just got to deal with it. So I turn the volume down.
Yeah.
But anytime I play 2K or Madden online, I automatically go mute.
I mute them.
I don't want to hear nothing you're saying. I just want to beat you.
Yeah.
Unless if I go like extremely like up on you, then I might unmute you just so I can hear you be mad. But other than that, I'm not going to talk trash to you. Like I don't talk trash. I'm a silent killer, dog. Like real life. That's my whole thing. Like my girl's like, you really don't yell at the TV like most people that I see. I'm like, nah, I don't got to say nothing. My game speaks for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's important. Like when you play like Madden, mm-hmm. and especially with Madden, you know, you can choose how you want to set your game up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And don't accept anybody that have a high DNF rate.
Yeah, DNF.
Did not finish rate.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the time, those are the people that are going to cuss you out,
mm-hmm.
call you nigga, or whatever they want to. They're straight up losers.
And
they're going to shut the game down as soon as, you know, they're down and you're up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's one way you kind of like get around that. But, mm-hmm. but just like, you know, just like Rob said, man, you just mute it, dog.
Yeah.
You just mute it, man.
Well, I mean, like, you can't, yeah. like, this is.
I mean, racism in America is exactly what I'm about to say. Everything.
Like,
well, I mean, you kind of know that. Like I said, I've never gamed online, period.
Right.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this is the type of gamer
I am. This is
the type of gamer I am. I have an Xbox 360 because my wife bought me an Xbox 360 So I didn't even buy it myself.
Mm-hmm. It still and has dust on it. I'm looking at it right now.
It does have dust on it.
Might as well, because don't nobody use it.
I'm just saying
no
that's
more.
Exactly why. Because nice I can't find the good games for it. Where's God of War? Can't find God. It's on PlayStation. Can't get it nowhere else. So I'm like, I got to get the, okay, anyway.
Am I going to have to be your video game coach?
You might have to be. Because okay, this is what I do. I go to the clearance section, and I pick me up them $4 games, because I just use it to get out of my own head.
They be having some gems right. in there, though.
I be using it to get out of my own head. And after 15 minutes, I'm kind of done. I want to kind of go back and
I'm gonna find you some games.
I like fighting games. I like adventure games, like the Batman or whatever. Shit, I sounded old in the motherfucker.
No, that's
like
good.
The Batman. Yeah.
No, game is for everybody. Game is for everybody. You know who put me on the video games? My parents. At the age of 2, I was playing Super Mario Brothers because my parents were playing.
It's the greatest babysitter out there.
And that's real. Because when I was a kid, my parents were both working. I was at my grandmother's house all the time. I needed something to kill my time.
Block out. So look, check this out. As long as you hear the game playing, you know that your kid is playing the game.
Yeah.
You know, so check this out. Let me ask you a question. What's your top, let's say top 5 games?
Top
like
five
in gaming history
of all time.
And this is by preference. And this is by preference.
Wow.
Now that puts pressure on me to be kind of fair though to different systems.
No, so you ain't got to be fair.
I got
like
if you had, you in the wild, because people are listening,
including like Neo Geo
people are listening. And I don't want to put all bias on retro games, you know, to only lean towards there, because there's some good games that's out now too. And I want people who listen to this to find good games. So
all right, that's cool, though. But this is your preference, your top five. There you go.
I got you. So let's see here. Number one, of course, is Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
All right.
Number two was going to be Final Fantasy IX.
Okay.
We'll go with Fallout 3.
Okay.
Let's go with, of course, the OG Super Mario World. It's a tie between Super Mario World and Super Mario 3.
Mario World? What platform? Was that
Super
on 64?
Nintendo. Super Nintendo.
Oh, it was on Super Nintendo. Okay.
Super Nintendo, yeah. 64 was cool, but it...
Right.
And then... let's give that last one to Zelda Ocarina of Past.
Oh, really?
Ocarina of Time. I'm sorry. I was thinking Link to the Past. I'm actually playing Link to the Past right now at home. Right. But
and then they got a new one coming out.
Yeah, they got a new one coming out, Breath of the Wild. I'm waiting for that,
Nintendo
Switch, and it'll be on the Wii U. But I think they stopped production on Wii U now, so they can try to hustle on the Switch. But I'm not getting the Nintendo Switch immediately. I'm waiting.
Oh no,
I'm
you always gotta wait.
Yeah, because I don't know, man. I'm not sold on it. I like the idea of it. I like what they're doing.
The Switch?
Yeah, the Switch is very unique, but I have to see what the output is like, because I feel like it's still not going to... I got to see.
Yo, Nintendo has been very, very innovative over the years, man.
Nintendo's the home of innovation. Like, where everybody else... Like, and I put it like this. Xbox and PlayStation, they master the standard. While Nintendo innovates and looks for what the new thing is. So
I follow this YouTube channel called Game Theory.
Love them.
Shout out to Matt Pat.
I was just watching the joint yesterday about the new Undertale joint.
I was gonna watch that too. I keep up on all of it. Right,
Undertale's in my top 10 games.
So he was talking about that Zelda game. He had a theory on it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if you're not following Game Theory, Film Theory, and all the rest of them. At that channel, is an amazing channel, simply amazing channel. So as far as I got old school games that I love.
Yeah, what's your top five, Professor?
Okay,
can they come up with five?
I can, but they're not gonna be. they're not gonna be anywhere close to what's going on now.
I know, that's cool. One of my,
and in no in no particular order, okay. Street Fighter.
Okay,
all right, which one?
Four.
Okay,
yep, the older one. Yep, love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Higher than 2 Turbo?
Yep.
Whew. All right. Keep going.
Star Fox. Yeah, okay. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember Star Fox.
Star Fox 64.
Huh? 64. Okay. Yeah.
There we go. Because 64 took everything Star Fox did and made it better.
And
I know y'all haven't played Star Fox 2, so I'm not going to go.
Yeah, I played the first one.
Although, I heard it was dope.
Star Fox 2 never came out, but they got a beta for it. Star Fox 2 was supposed to be, that's what turned Star Fox 64.
Okay, so check it. So on the same level with Star Fox, there was a game for also for 64 called F-Zero.
F-Zero. Loved
F-Zero
it.
Loved cool. F-Zero. F-Zero. Loved F-Zero. Loved cool. F-Zero loved was
it.
Dope. Okay.
I was never big on F-Zero, but it was cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then the Batman games, Arkham Asylum in particular. Mm-hmm. Freaking, right. I love the game. I think the gameplay is awesome. If the way you play it, you're just hitting a single button and key points, but the flow on the screen never stops. So it's almost like you watching a movie.
Yeah.
Because the game flow, it doesn't like pause and then give you the hit.
Did
the
you
X.
play Arkham City?
I did. I own it. I
and
own
you
that
like
one.
City more than Asylum.
Yo,
you
I got
like Asylum
gotta,
more than City.
I gotta be honest. Even though it was the prequel, a lot of the graphics were better, and the storyline was definitely a little bit more interesting.
It's interesting, but preference.
But I still prefer Asylum because that was the first one I played.
Right, right.
And my ultimate favorite video game of all time, God of War. All of them.
All of
Can't
them.
All of them.
Can't be mad at that at all.
God of War.
Yeah.
You touched on something about that too. You just touched on something I always say the first game in a series is usually going to be that person's favorite, no matter how good the other one is.
Yeah. I can see that.
You know what I'm saying?
I can
Which
see that.
Which is a little bit weird for me because I think I like Ocarina of Time a little more than Link to the Past.
Right.
But Link to the Past was the first one I seriously played. I played the first two Zeldas, but I was too young to understand them as a kid.
Right, right, right.
I think the same thing happened with Link to the Past. I kind of understood it, but I couldn't keep up with it at my age. But when Ocarina of Time came out, I was what? 9? So at that time, it was like, okay, I can understand what's going on in Ocarina of Time now.
Right, right, right.
But as an adult, I kind of appreciate Link to the Past more than Ocarina of Time. So it puts me in a weird place. It kind of throws my top five in cahoots.
Yeah, I mean, for real, I mean, being that you mentioned Zelda now, I put the first Zelda in my top five.
Wow.
Yeah, I put that in my top five that really like...
I still can't gravitate to the first Zelda.
Yeah,
It's too open-ended for me.
Well, I mean, for me, and I've been playing video games for a minute, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But that right there it was like one of the first games out there that had like a real, real storyboard that went along with it.
Yeah.
And I think that right there was kind of like the base mm-hmm. or the standard of what adventure games are to this day. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because so, you know what is funny about that?
Hold on, let me finish my five.
Yeah, go ahead.
We go back to that. All right, so it'll be Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'll be NBA Jam.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I forgot about NBA Jam.
Shake my hand.
I got it on my phone.
Shake my hand.
I got it on my phone, my nigga. I got it on my phone.
In the words of Jay Black, shake my hand.
That's right.
He's heating up.
He's heating
yep.
up. He's on fire. When you get shoved, the player get out.
Boom, shakalaka.
Yep, there you go. Tecmo Bowl.
All right. Mm. All right.
Yeah, you the OGs for real.
What about Mike Tyson Punch Out? I know it's coming.
Mike Tyson's Punch Out. It's in there, but it's in my top 10, right?
Yeah.
But Game Day for PlayStation 1.
People forgot about Game Day.
I believe Damn. Game Day forced the hand of Madden
to become better.
Because Game Day
2K
really had,
did that. 2K, the old NFL 2K games.
Now,
did that.
Now, hold on,
that's
hold
why
on.
They caused the
time
monopoly.
Out, time out. Time out. That's time out. That's number five. Number five is 2K.
Yeah.
I mean, I played a lot of football games. Of course, you seen that Madden wasn't in there.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the line, but that Game Day. The funny thing was at that time was that when you hit the spin button on Madden back then. It was like you were spinning on ice.
Yeah.
And you was like on ice and your man was moving all over the place on ice. And I'm like, yo, this is crazy. And so when you went to game day, the spin was accurate. And then you had the juke move, you know what I'm saying? You could jump left and right, you know what I'm saying, with the left and right button, thanks to, you know what I'm saying, PlayStation, because they re-innovated the controller.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then came the 2K. The 2K, like, So Dreamcast, like, really, like, set the standard of what sports games mm-hmm. were going to be in the future, right? Mm-hmm. Because the gameplay was like, dude, it was way above the ceiling, man.
That's true.
And you know
That's
what I'm true. Saying? So like the juke moves and all that stuff.
But
man,
I feel like Dreamcast as a game console just didn't quite
Dreamcast
live.
Had
you know
everything.
What the problem was?
It had everything, dude. It had everything.
The problem was, and here's the problem with Dreamcast. Dreamcast had
everything and did none of it extremely great. That was the problem. They would know they mastered nothing.
I know. The only thing that came out of Dreamcast was the 2K franchises.
2K franchise. And that's it. And Shenmue. And Shenmue would have been great.
What the heck is Shenmue, bro? See,
this is what I'm trying to say. You ain't hip to this game shit.
No, sir.
No, matter of fact, right now, they're trying to put out a Shenmue 3. They're trying to bring that jank back with a Kickstarter.
Okay.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, and they raised wow. like...
There's another game like, that came out with a Kickstarter and then won.
The day that the Kickstarter went up, they made like $2 million.
Yeah, what? There's another game that came out just like that. And like
Mighty Number 9.
It came... within 24 hours, they made dumb money.
Mighty Number 9 was supposed to be the spiritual... They're supposed to be the spiritual successor to Mega Man. Because, Capcom dropped Mega Man. Oh. And it came out, and it was horrible. They dropped the ball because they were trying to rush it. They tried to rush it, and it didn't work out the way it was supposed to.
We only have a few more minutes. But, hey, Rob, once again, give him your handles where they can find you.
Yep. Yeah. For anything music related or random thought related, you can follow me on Twitter at RobRegal301. For anything gaming or anything in that realm, at The Regal Report on Twitter. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheRegalReport or at The Regal Report, because they got that little new at thing on there now.
Right.
Tumblr, TheRegalReport.tumblr.com.
For those that use Tumblr,
yes, we're gonna have to come back and have a whole social media.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that, man. Like I said, y'all a 15-minute Uber ride. I'm with it. as far as in Instagram at The Regal Report at RobRegal301. Follow me on both, man, and just look out for all the everything's coming through, man. The new videos on the Regal Report, that's youtube.com/RobRegalTV.
Yeah,
it's gonna have everything dealing with gaming, music, lifestyle. Everything that has to deal with me is going to be on that YouTube channel.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Good Luck Road dropping this year.
Respect.
Yeah. We're looking out for that.
That's a new tape?
Yes, new project. Good Luck Road.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah. Hey, look, when that joint drop, man, maybe we can have you cruise back through here.
Yeah.
I'm with it, man. This is going to be my best project to date ever. This thing is gonna be serious.
Maybe you should feel like that for every project though.
And I do, and that's why them drinks is always better. Each project you've heard from me, each one was better than the last.
Absolutely. I always seen growth in your music, for real.
Yeah, man.
Real talk. You've been in that work, champ.
And I've been sitting down for 4 years now. I ain't got a project for me in 4 years. What y'all think this gonna be?
A problem?
Yeah.
It should be.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Yup. Yo, creatives. This is an interesting episode. I know this is out the box, but you know what? This is what this show is about, man, because we touch like various topics of what creatives want to hear and what y'all already discussing. You know what I'm
saying?
This is what we call is studio talk, right?
Studio talk.
So if you love the studio talk and you love everything that we're doing, follow us.
Yep.
Instagram and Twitter. At Two Bros Show. That's right. And then scurry on over to SoundCloud.
At Two Bros Show.
Yup. And then hop on to YouTube.
Yeah.
And type in the Two Bros in the Studio Show in your search engine.
Uh huh.
Right. And then you're going to see two handsome faces. Yep. Right. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be a search button.
Yep.
And when you see that search button, you smash that. Right. Also, leave the comments there. Share it.
Yep, please.
Because sharing is caring.
And it's free.
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 Yep. That's right. And creatives, keep creating.